Well, good evening and welcome to the Rockland LLC podcast for Monday, November 27th, 2006. My name is Jason and we're online at www.rockland.com. That's www.rockland.com. Well, thanks for tuning in and listening to me talk once again. I hope you all had a great Thanksgiving weekend, and for those of you, well, most of you probably know, if you've listened to this broadcast before, we were not online last week. Last Monday we were off, so this is our first podcast since the 13th. In our last program, we talked about several things. Among them was an up-and-coming project regarding Windows Vista pre-release. As you may know, Windows Vista is the new and supposedly next best thing from Microsoft. It's their new operating system, the long-awaited, highly touted, whatever you want to call it, that's supposed to be the follow-up to Windows XP or the step-up from Windows XP. It's coming out. It'll be on store shelves for the average consumer, you and me, in January, supposedly, although it is being made available to corporate clients this month, in fact, November. So some of you that may work in corporate environments may already have access to it. But for the bulk of you out there, like me, up until we got our pre-release anyway, you didn't have access to this. And we got a pre-release copy, and we've installed it. And the project that I'm speaking about was that we know a lot of folks want to upgrade to new operating system, or perhaps you're considering a purchase at some point in the near future of a laptop or desktop that might come with Windows Vista pre-installed, your next new computer perhaps. And the questions on my mind were, if I buy a new system with Windows Vista, is the hardware I already own going to work? And if I'm in the market for hardware right now, is it something I really want to get if I don't know if it's going to work with Windows Vista? I know, you know, if you're like me, you don't want to spend $80 on a wireless kit from Rockland if that kit's not going to be compatible with Windows Vista and you plan on getting a computer with Windows Vista here in the next month or two. So what we wanted to do and what we've done is we've acquired a pre-release edition of Microsoft Windows Vista, and we've set it up and we've run some hardware tests with some of the popular hardware, wireless cards specifically, that we sell. And we tested for the compatibility to see how well these cards work, to see if there was any difficulties with the installation, to see if, you know, perhaps they didn't work at all, so we could report that back to you. This is going to be a multiple-part process. We're not going to do it all in one show. That might become a little tedious to sit here and listen to me go over part number by part number for 20 minutes at a time. So we're just going to do a few parts a week. And what we want to do, we know the popularity of the parts we sell. But if you have a part yourself that you're, you know, that you see on our site and you haven't heard us discuss it on the podcast and you want to know if it's compatible with Vista, send us an email, sales@rockland.com, rockland.com. I include the model or the brand and the model number of the part, and we'll try to test that and put the results on air for you. Now, it'll help if it's a part that we stock, so if you see it on our website, then it shouldn't be a problem. If it's a part we don't stock, you know, we may do some limited purchases to try to get some more popular parts that we don't normally stock, but chances are we're probably not going to go out and buy one off the shelves just to test it, you know, because there's a cost involved for that. But what you can do, if you'd like, is you can send us the part with a prepaid return padded mailer, or you can include a check for the shipping expense, and we'll be glad to test that out here for you on our laptop that has Windows Vista on it and let you know if it's compatible, and then we'll send you back the part. And just for those legal people listening out there, we're not charging a service, we're not charging a fee for that, we're not doing anything like that, but that's something we'll do as a courtesy to customers if they want to send us a part and have us test it. Now, keep in mind all the tests that we do and the tests that I'm going to be talking about on the program tonight, I guess you'd call them unscientific, and the reason is because what we've got is a release candidate version. It's a pre-release version of Vista. The final version of Vista most likely will have all of the same pre-installed drivers, but they may be different. They may Microsoft may decide because of space constraints on the DVD that they want to take off driver packages, or perhaps because of a contractual dispute with the company, they may remove some drivers that are currently on the operating system, and it's also likely that they'll probably add some more. So if I tell you that this particular card doesn't work in Vista now, don't go sell it on eBay or chuck it. Just keep that in the back of your mind that it may not work, but then again, it may, because Microsoft may add more driver packages to the final release version. I remember when Windows XP first came out, folks. Can't remember the exact year, but we were just starting out in business then, and the big sale back then was the PCMCIA modems. Everybody wanted a PCMCIA modem so they could get their AOL or their CompuServe dial up on the laptop. And I remember testing on the very first release of XP, testing some 3COM modems, and they didn't work. And so we put that in our auctions, and we had it that way. And I don't know, six months later, somebody came out and said, "Hey, you know, I'm using this modem on XP. Are you sure you know what you're talking about?" And I went back. We had gotten a newer laptop with XP, and I tested the part again, and it worked. And it turned out that XP had released some more driver packages and some of the updates they did. So the other thing to keep in mind is that if a part isn't instantly compatible, or if there isn't a driver available for your part on Windows Vista right now, or even with the first release of Windows Vista next year, it doesn't mean one won't become available down the road. What manufacturers will typically do is they'll release updated drivers for their cards for the new operating system, but they don't always do that ahead of time. Sometimes it takes them a little time. They need to do driver testing. It also depends upon how popular the part is or if it's been discontinued. Typically, a manufacturer will not release an updated driver for a software that's been discontinued. However, if you do a Google search, sometimes you can find third-party drivers. A computer engineer somewhere had some time on his hands, so he wrote a driver for a particular card and a particular application. And sometimes the manufacturers won't release updated drivers for a year or two after the fact. Remember when Windows 2000 came out? Sometimes it wasn't until 2001 or 2002 that the manufacturer would release a driver. So just because I'm saying something won't work tonight, that doesn't mean it's not going to when Windows Vista comes out, or a few months after it comes out, when the manufacturer might release an updated driver. But let's get to the down and dirty tonight. The first card we tested was our most popular selling card, and that's the Orinoco Classic Gold card. They're manufactured by Lucent and also by Proxim. And I'm referring to the Classic card, not the newer card from Proxim, which is the 8420WD. I'm referring to the original Classic Gold card, which has a taller antenna on the end of it. So this particular card, it does work in Vista. That's the good news. Now, with our particular version of Vista, it was not plug-and-play. On Windows XP, it is plug-and-play. But with this version of Vista, it's not plug-and-play. But it was pretty simple to install, though. What we did was we put the card in the slot, and we put the CD that we currently distribute with the card in the CD-ROM drive. And the CD we currently distribute, it has drivers for Windows 98, for 2000, for NT, and XP. Doesn't have any drivers for Vista, of course, just for those operating systems I mentioned. Now, a Windows installation wizard comes up. It looks differently than the one that's on XP, but it has more or less the same functionality. And there's a button where you can click to search the CD or external media for drivers. So what I was hoping that I could do is use the Windows XP driver for the card. And on that note, back when Windows XP came out, a lot of manufacturers, especially for discontinued items, they wouldn't release new drivers for their cards or for their hardware. However, the older drivers, the Windows 98 or the Windows 2000 drivers, would still work in XP. You could still use them. So that's kind of what I was hoping to do with the Orinoco card. So I went ahead and clicked the search the CD. Now, automatically, folks, it didn't ask me to browse to any specific directory on the CD. Automatically, it searched the CD-ROM, it installed the card, and it was all good to go. And then I clicked on the wireless utility to connect to my office access point. So I can't tell you specifically which drivers it used. I would assume that it used the Windows XP driver that was on the Orinoco Gold CD-ROM, but it's possible it used a different one. But what I can tell you is that as we sell these Orinoco Gold cards, we'll continue to distribute them with the CDs that we have, which are have the XP, 98, NT, and 2000 drivers on them. We'll continue to distribute those. So if you buy one now and you get Vista, this month, or you get it in January, you should be able to install the Orinoco Gold card into Windows Vista with no problem, just using the CD that we distribute. tribute. So that's the good news there for the Orinoco Classic Gold. We also tried the Sanao card, which is another popular seller. We haven't completed the testing on that yet, and I'll explain why. But the window, the Sanao card was also not plug and play. It was not automatic in setup, but it also wouldn't detect the drivers off the CD. Now the reason is because Sanao on their CD, they zip everything up into like this kind of compacted file, an executable file, and you run the executable file and it extracts the drivers, and I believe it extracts them to the system folder, but I'm not exactly sure because the driver package doesn't tell you. But you can't access the drivers manually on the CD. Okay, so when Windows, when we did the same process that we did with the Orinoco card, when we clicked the hardware wizard to automatically search the CD, it said that no drivers were found. Just for kicks, I tried having it search the system folder and a few other directories, and it didn't find any compatible drivers either. So I'm waiting for a response from Sanao, because what I'd like to do is get the actual driver files, the INF files that the Sanao card uses, and try to do a manual install. But in the meantime, I have to report that we have not been able to get the Sanao card working in Windows Vista. And as far as I know, Sanao does not have any plans in the immediate future to release a special XP driver, but we're keeping our fingers crossed that they'll be able to give us the exact INF files or tell us where we can download those so that we can get those and do a manual installation. And for those of you tech gurus out there, you have to keep in mind that, you know, I know a lot about what we sell, but I'm not as sophisticated as some of our listeners, as some of our customers. Some of you guys have degrees and you've been doing this stuff for a long time. So for any of you that know how to get a driver out or exactly how to find out, for example, where the Sanao drivers go once that executable file is run, drop me an email, sales@rockland.com. Let me know, because we'd like to get our hands on those INF files so that we could try doing a manual installation. So that's the Sanao card. The third card that we're going to talk about tonight is from Linksys. It's a WPC 54G version 3 card. We sell it new in retail box on our website for $26.99, I believe the price is. It's a very popular card. They still sell them at Best Buy and Circuit City, albeit they sell them for like $49.99. But it's kind of your basic wireless card. It's got good range, no external antenna connector, but it's one of the few cards that we carry that's new in retail box. It makes a great gift. And this particular card, you know, I put it right in and it was automatically installed by the laptop. Now, I did have the CD in the drive, but this time I didn't get a hardware wizard like I did with the Orinoco Gold. I had the CD in the drive because I assumed I was going to need it, because I did try testing some other cards, and it didn't seem like any card was automatically detected and installed by Windows Vista. So I just assumed that this release candidate didn't have any built-in drivers on it. However, you know, so I put the Linksys CD in the drive, put the card in the slot, no wizard came up. All it said was installing is a little pop-up balloon down in the bottom right-hand corner of the screen. It said installing, then it said completed, your hardware is ready to use, and I was able to open up the hardware or the wireless utility and connect to my access point. So if you already have the WPC 54G card from Linksys, it works in Windows Vista. It seems to be an automatic plug-and-play situation. If you're planning on buying it and you're concerned because a computer that you might get has Vista on it, you shouldn't be concerned, because this card seems like it's going to be extremely easy to use in Windows Vista. So those are the three parts that we're going to talk that we're talking about tonight. We've got some others to go over, and we'll do that next week. We're going to kind of do a few each week all through December. And again, if you have a particular card or a particular piece of hardware you want us to check out, email me with the brand and model. Like I said, it'll certainly help if we sell the product, because we'll already have it. If not, contact us. Perhaps we can work out an arrangement where you can send us the part for testing and we can send it back to you. Now, in regards to Windows Vista, one other thing I wanted to go over tonight was the wireless utility in Vista. It's different from the Windows XP utility, and for those of you out there that are into war driving, or you're into wireless networking in any sense, maybe you need to use it for business a lot, this might be of interest to you. As you may know, Windows XP was the first operating system from Microsoft that had a built-in wireless utility. So you no longer had to install a client utility program that came with a wireless card in order to detect networks, connect to them, specify encryption and all that. All you had to do was use the one that was built in. And it was a pretty decent utility. It wasn't my favorite. Sometimes there was some issues where it wouldn't remember the encryption key, and then you have to type it in each time, which would get a little annoying, especially when you had to do 26 hexadecimal characters. But this new utility in Windows Vista, it seems like they've tried to step it up a notch. And one thing that I like about it a lot is that whenever you scan for a network, there's an option where you can, if it's supported by the card, I believe it has to be supported by the card because I didn't see it on all the wireless cards we tested, but there's an option called Free Public Wi-Fi. And what it does is it allows you to easily share your existing Wi-Fi connection. So, you know, the benefits of this, you've got to be a little bit careful because if you're a home user, if you have cable or DSL, for example, your terms of service probably prohibit you from sharing your internet connection with outside sources. And if, you know, it's a violation of that agreement. However, if you're in a business environment and that's not the case, this might be, this is a lot easier than using Windows XP to share a connection. Some of you may remember the internet connection sharing wizard in Windows XP. I use it a couple times on myself on occasion, and it was a little bit difficult sometimes to share a wireless internet connection. What this option in the Windows Vista utility allows you to do is with a click of a button, it just turns around and it creates a new access point, and it broadcasts that SSID, that access point name, through the wireless card. So you can continue to use your particular laptop and that wireless card, but now people that are around you that perhaps can't get a good signal to that wireless, you know, to that wireless access point you're connecting to, they can connect to yours. So your laptop, all, you know, in addition to sharing the network, it kind of acts as a network extender as well. I like that a lot. For example, here in our office, on my laptop, when I did testing with one of the cards, we had a long-range card in there. We were able to pick up a signal from far, far away. And it dawned on me, if I've got other laptops in the office with just some basic wireless cards in them that can't pick up that access point from afar, all I need to do is turn on this Wi-Fi sharing feature, and it'll broadcast a new SSID called Free Public Wi-Fi that my other laptops can connect to. And of course, you can change the name of the SSID. This is just what it, or the SSID. This is just what it was in Windows Vista by default. But that seemed really cool to me, and I think it's going to be great for a lot of our business users. If you get together and you're conferencing and you're trying to pick up a hotspot in an area of your office building or in a meeting room, and only one of you seems to be able to get a good connection, now you can basically repeat, you can extend that connection to other users. So I like that a lot, just the fact that it was one button. All you had to do is click one button, no fooling around with going to different menus. I think people will find that very handy. In regards to the rest of XP, I don't want to do any sort of lengthy review on that. There's enough podcasts out there doing extensive reviews, giving you screenshots and things of that nature. We're not going to be doing that, and the reason is because we're not a Windows software distributor. We're not going to be selling Microsoft Windows. If you'd like to purchase and upgrade the Vista, there's many businesses out there that have information about it that will sell you the software. I still prefer Linux, folks. We've got some great Linux selections on our website, and as long as we promote that and sell that, we're not going to attempt to sell Windows Vista. The other reason is because the margins are extremely low. But overall, I mean, you know, I was expecting something dramatically and drastically different from Windows XP. It still has the same visual outlook as Windows XP, and even, you know, Windows XP kind of resembled 98 in many mannerisms, with the start menu and the taskbar on the bottom right and the application, you know, the menus down in the bottom, so icons on the desktop. The only thing different that I saw that struck me immediately was that when your computer first boots up, it has a little welcome. It's almost like a control panel. It's a little welcome box, and it's got some options there, some kind of hot links and things of that that you might use a lot, that you might need to do. So it seems like an interesting operating system, but you can go away from today's podcast knowing that your Orinoco Classic Gold and the WPC54G card from Linksys both work in Windows Vista, and the jury's still out in regards to the Sonal card. And we're about out of time for tonight. We're hitting the 20-minute mark. But before I sign off, I want to discuss one more thing, and that's a new product we have. It's actually an older product. It's a card from Proxim. It's an 8430. That's the model of the card, Proxim 8430. Don't try to find it on eBay or on Google because we're the only seller. This card, I think it was originally designed but I don't know how long ago, but I think it was designed for use in access points. It's got two, was it reverse MMCX? Yes, two reverse MMCX connectors on it. It's a PCMCA card, and you can't find it anywhere. It's an average card. It's got decent range. We've got them for sale right now. We've got them up on eBay. We don't have them on our website yet, but we'll have them there shortly. But we've got them. It's an average card when you use a detachable antenna. In fact, it looks almost identical to the Zycomax card we've got on our website. If you go on there and look at the picture, it looks almost identical. It's got the detachable antenna the same exact way. The difference is that this particular card, it's got the reverse MMCX connector, so you can purchase a high-gain antenna from it from our website and increase your range quite a bit. But this card is plug-and-play in Linux, and it also, by default, when connected in Linux, it runs in monitor mode. And I know a lot of our Linux friends out there, we get a lot of questions from people about the Orinoco and the Sinal card saying, does this work in monitor mode? And they both do, but with the Orinoco card especially, it's difficult to get it working. The Sinal card is not as difficult. You have to use the host AP driver instead of whatever the name of the driver that the Sinal uses by default in Linux. But this Proxim 8430, you plug it right in, automatically detected, no configuration necessary, automatically runs in monitor mode. We thought this would be a great buy for a lot of our customers, especially our student engineers out there that are looking for a card that works in monitor mode. We know you're out there because you're emailing us all the time asking us about this. So pick up this Proxim card. The best part about it is the price, folks. $32.99, and that includes a 7 dBi gain external antenna with magnetic base. So you're getting a war driving kit, an entry-level war driving kit, for $32.99 that'll work by default in monitor mode. And for a limited time, we're going to be including a free copy of Auditor Linux on CD-ROM as well. So be sure to go. It's actually not on our website yet, but we do have it listed. You know, I haven't mentioned this before, but we also sell on eBay, folks. I know some of you don't like buying on eBay as much, but you know, you might be skeptical from some of the sellers, but you can see our feedback there on eBay, so there's nothing to be concerned about there. Go to stores.ebay.com/Rockland, R-O-K-L-A-N-D. That's stores.ebay.com/Rockland. This is going to list for you all of our existing auctions, and you can see listed there, if you just search, there's a search box. Once you go to that URL I just gave you, there's a search box there, and that'll only search our store. It won't search any other parts of eBay. So put in that search box there. It's going to be towards the top left of the screen, not the one on the top right all the way to the top right. That's the general eBay search. The one more towards the top left. Put in Proxim there, and that'll take you directly to the auction that we have for this Proxim War Driving Kit for $32.99. And we should have it up on our website shortly. But if you're a Linux user, this is a great card for you. If you're not a Linux user, you might want to check it out anyway, because it comes with a free copy of Auditor Linux, so you can start to get your feet wet in Linux. Auditor, as we've talked about before on this program, in fact, we've talked about Nopix, and Auditor is built on Nopix. But Auditor is a program, it's a version of Linux that you can run entirely from your CD-ROM, from the CD-ROM. Simply boot up your computer, put it in the CD-ROM drive, and restart. It'll load Linux. It lets you use the computer, use every aspect of Linux, all the programs that comes built in with. You can't save to the hard drive, but you can either partition a part of your hard drive, or you can mount an external drive to save data. But if you just want to get your feet wet and learn about Linux, this is a great way to do it. You can just boot up Auditor, fool around with it. You can't do any damage to the PC because it can't write to the hard drive, so you can mess around with it, try some different things regarding the wireless. If you screw something up, just shut down, start it back up. It erases all the data, all the changes that you made when you were in there before. But it doesn't write to the hard drive at all, so it won't mess with your existing installations of Windows, or if you have Mac OS. It doesn't change any data on your hard drive. So once you're done fooling around in Auditor, simply shut the PC down. It'll pop the CD out while you're shutting it down, and then boot back up into Windows or into Mac OS just like you normally would. So if you haven't had a chance to experiment with Linux yet, this is a great pickup, because you could probably spend $10 to $15 just to buy a copy of Auditor. Why not spend $32.99, get yourself a Proxim 8430 wireless card with dual reverse MMCX connectors and a 7 dBi gain external antenna with magnetic mount, folks, for $32.99. So check that out. It's stores.ebay.com/Rockland. Now we're above and beyond being out of time, so I'm going to sign off for tonight. Again, we didn't have a program last week because of the Thanksgiving holiday, but we are returning to our regular weekly schedule, so be sure to tune in next Monday night. And if you don't tune in Monday night, you can turn in any time of the day, all day, every day. We've got the podcast. It's from our website there. You can listen anytime you want. You can go back and listen to old copies, or old broadcast rather, if you missed a week. So go online, that's rockland.com, and click the podcast link on the right hand side of the page. So that's all for this week. Have a lovely week, and I'll be talking to you next week. Good night.